Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
2024 has had some good moments, it's had some bad moments. But I think one of the most consistent things about 2024, as with all of the years in Clown World, is it's been a very, very stupid year. And to get the best look into how stupid our Clown World is, we need look no further than mainstream media headlines. Yes, mainstream media headlines are the perfect encapsulation into a single line of everything wrong with the world as it exists right now. And I wanted to just get a collection of them so we could kind of go through a worst headlines of the year little segment this time at the end of 2024 as we look back on all of the ridiculous things that have happened. Now, this is not going in any particular order, but except for one, which is this first one, because I think that in finding this one and choosing it as the start and the kind of inspiration for this, I think I just found the worst straight away. Because we all remember this right after the Rachel Reeves new budget was announced and we had the farmers about to go on their protests. We had this amazing Guardian article from Will Hutton saying, "Farmers have hoarded land for too long. Inheritance tax will bring new life to rural Britain."
This is just classic communist grievance mongering. I went over this article, actually, and contrasted it to statements made by the Soviet Politburo and secret police during the Holodomor and the confiscation of land from Ukrainian kulaks, and it sounded indistinct. I mean, lots of the justification here saying that it's going to bring new life to the countryside. Actually, free marketeers, don't you want to break up the non-meritorious inherited land grift?
No.
No, neither do I, because that actually means that you inculcate the right way of cultivating the land across generations. But he was saying, oh, it's in his tactical libertarian fashion, it's the free market in fashion, because if you can pay to buy the farm, you must be better at using the farm. All of that is window dressing.
Or you could just be a massive global megacorp.
Yeah, he conveniently doesn't mention BlackRock or Bill Gates in here. All of that is window dressing to the sort of great leveling strategy that he has, because he just goes to war against hierarchy, against the
tradition.
Yeah, quite. It's just typical communist agitation.
Against the idea of a genealogy of families being able to pass down their own traditions and ways of living to their descendants.
Yeah,
quite. Just a complete detachment from any sort of ancestral heritage, therefore a Maoist cultural revolution.
Well, he says, clearly, here, far from a death tax, it is a life tax on undeserved good luck. Undeserved, determined by a communist in the pages of The Guardian.
Yeah, let me just double check. If you had somebody at the end of your life assessing all of your good deeds, all of your bad deeds, whether you deserve what came for you, would you want it to be Will Hutton, this gentleman right here? No, I don't think I would. So, sadly, I've started us off with the worst, but we can go through and find some more, because I put out on Twitter just asking, can you send me all the worst headlines that you've seen so far this year? And I got inundated with them, and I got a few reminders of some things. This is a classic one. This is a classic one that's been going on for a little while, but still pops up every now and again, which is, can milk be considered racist?
I already like drinking it. You didn't have to convince me.
Researchers are trying to find out. That's what gives it its famous flavor, is the racism. The more racist the milk is, the better it tastes.
Is this, and I'm being sincere here, I promise, is this an instance where the woke are more correct than the liberals? Because is the argument that because various cultures,
I mean, this is a Times of India article.
So yes, is this a debate that the various cultures and countries didn't develop subsistence agriculture and livestock farming using cows, and therefore they didn't do the prerequisite drinking of milk over generations to inoculate them to lactose. And because they all have lactose intolerance, it's therefore racist to insist that milk is good for your diet because they can't drink it.
It does seem to be that way, because if you look at the maps of lactose intolerance across the world, Northwest Europe, particularly Britain and Scandinavia, has easily the lowest rates of lactose intolerance in the entire world. That when you start to spread out from that, it gets exponentially higher the further you get away from Northwest Europe, except for obviously the places that were colonized by Northwest Europe and currently consist of majority descendants of those colonizers. Is it any sort of coincidence that the people of Northwest Europe tend to absolutely dominate, say, strongman competitions, when milk is known to be rich in nutrients and protein and really good for you?
It's also really good for you if you're in Northwest Europe and half the year is cold and miserable, because it's got lots of calcium. So that's good for your bones.
It's just really nice and refreshing. But is it racist? I think Connor is determined. Yes. Yes, it is. So we've answered that one. Let's see what other ones I got set. Oh, yeah, this was just a depressing one that somebody sent. Sadiq Khan reported to be in line to receive knighthood in New Year's honours. London mayor expected to be awarded for political and public services.
I'd give him a prison sentence. Given that would be fitting,
given his political and public services.
Oh, yeah, his public services of defending multiple convicted terrorists, including the one man who was put on trial for 9/11, going to various conferences with other convicted terrorists, calling moderate Muslims Uncle Toms on Iranian state TV, destroying London with knife crimes and a rape every hour reported, saying that terror attacks are just part and parcel of living in a big city, saying that white families don't represent London, all the litany of crimes Sadiq Khan should be in prison for the rest of his life for.
Sadly, there's a woke more correct, because now they don't. Sadly. Moving on to those sorts of immigration concerns, this was one of my favourites. Apparently there are none. There are no concerns, no legitimate concerns. Bear in mind, this is the 13th of August, only a few weeks after Southport and The Guardian felt fit to publish the headline, "We keep hearing about legitimate concerns over immigration. The truth is, there are none," from Maya Goodfellow. Might there be a vested interest that she's promoting here?
Tell that to the thousands of victims of grooming gangs, you disingenuous hack.
Yeah, so that's a pretty bad one. That's not really comedy value, just horrifying in its implications for the fact that this person really has no empathy for people outside of her own in-group.
Yeah, morally bankrupt gaslighting.
Yeah.
Brought to you by The Guardian.
Oh, this is one of my favourites.
Yes.
We can't afford a taboo on assisted dying. The highlight here really is the byline. The argument against it is that pressure will grow on the terminally ill to hasten their own deaths. That's not a bad thing.
There's even worse stuff in the body of the article that I was sending to people who were trying to make excuses for the assisted dying legislation. He just says, look, we can't afford to pay pensions in the NHS, so what we can do is just expedite the deaths of all of these predominantly native English boomers, administrated, I'm sure, by all of their imported African care workers.
I love that. It's just a blatant admission that, yeah, we're going to pressure them into killing themselves. Fantastic. Matthew Paris writing back in March. So that was a precursor. Here's one on assisted dying, but going to Canada. First reading, hundreds seeking death due to loneliness inside Canada's new maid figures. Because you see, the second that you open it up to, oh, well, the terminally ill, all of a sudden you get these questions of, well, I may not be terminally ill, but I am terminally lonely or depressed or this and that. So you just go, okay, well, I guess we'll open it, because under liberal democracy, we don't have any actual arguments against this. From a human rights perspective, where the ultimate human right is consent. Well, you consent to be killed.
Yes, we saw cases before, we covered them as well. I think it was Belgium, the Netherlands, might have even been Canada, where women with chronic fatigue syndrome or depression were euthanized by the state, because the moment that, in a materialist consent-based philosophy, your ability to indulge in recreational pleasures is limited by some sort of life ailment, even something as vague as chronic fatigue syndrome or depression, then it is your imperative, according to Matthew Paris, to pull the lever on the suicide booth, because the only defining feature of what makes life worth something is your happiness, which is defined by indulging pleasure. So if you can't indulge in pleasures, their narrative is to kill yourself. One final thing. Did you read the Canadian government's recent report about
was this the one where it was like, I think it was 1 in 20 deaths in Canada is now directly through MAID,
and the average age of death is around 70. Bear in mind life expectancies in the low 80s, so that means half of those people are below the age of 70. So that means that people in their 20s, 30s, 40s are being killed in at least their dozens by the Canadian government.
Well, I'm sure The Guardian will come out saying that there are no legitimate concerns over the abuse of assisted dying once that's fully been put through.
Authored by Harold Shipman, I assume.
Well, maybe they'll tap him up from beyond the grave. Let's move over to America now. Do you remember this classic? Trump removed from stage by Secret Service after loud noises. Loud noises startle former president.
Is this written by Steve Carell's character in Anchorman or something?
Maybe, yeah. He was just startled by loud noises. The loud noises right here. The blood on his face, loud noises. He burst an eardrum. That's what this was. I still can't believe that some of these headlines happened. Now, remember that this is archived from the original because as soon as people started pointing out, hold up, this is a lie, people immediately started to go, okay, we should change these headlines. We changed them very, very quickly. But still, the fact that it got published like this with the photograph of him bloody and shot as well, surrounded by Secret Service, is pretty incredible.
I'm almost glad that they did this, because this kind of rapid discrediting of the mainstream press, the establishment, corporate press, is what helped Trump win the election. So we've now got 4 years of the Golden God Emperor because of the types of malfeasance that we're seeing here.
Yeah, I tell you who is an absolute treasure trove for terrible headlines from America over the past year. It's Auron. Auron really keeps a great eye on this and has a collection that you can go through here. So here's one. This is back to England, to be fair.
I covered this on my show,
Extreme misogyny to be treated as terrorism.
This is the 17th of December, they just appointed a new counter-extremism advisor. He's permanent, and he's going to be overseeing areas of prevent that, yes, while they acknowledge Islamist extremism and far-right extremism are on the rise, are going to be monitoring things that are not necessarily illegal, but that glorify violence and misogyny. So there's going to be a cabinet office body that surveils Andrew Tate clips.
And does. Hello.
Yes.
Let's go to the next one. Here's one of my favorites. Trump is speaking like Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini.
So he's speaking German, Russian, and Italian all at once.
It's very impressive. Why do you think so many voted for him?
Well, that's why he's blurring. He's literally transcending the space-time continuum to speak in multiple languages.
Also, surely, like, say what you want about the men's actions and what they achieved, yes, but at the very least, Hitler and Mussolini were very well known for being incredible orators.
Yeah, they spellbound entire populations because they were good at speaking. Stalin was rubbish.
Yeah, well,
this is why he executed the first person to stop clapping as per Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago.
Yeah, so I feel like, if anything, Stalin's the odd man out here, because he was terrible at it. Let's move on. When you think of American conservatives, who's the first?
David French.
Yep. To save conservatism from itself, I am voting for Harris.
Are his bad David takes French. Drawing his eyes closer together?
They might be. Or maybe the editors have a little in-joke with themselves. Where it's every time...
It's like the Power Girl thing that they did in...
Yeah,
in the,
every
the
time editor. He has a bad take, they just edit his eyes slightly closer together. Because David French is an absolute goldmine for terrible, terrible takes. Because to save conservatism from itself, I'm voting for a communist. What, because you don't like Donald Trump?
Yes.
That's literally it. Okay, what else did he have to say for himself? Thou shalt not post the Ten Commandments in the classroom. Has David French ever actually said anything remotely in keeping with the American traditions or defending constitutionalism or anything, or Christianity for that matter? Anything like that?
Did he defend the Iraq War? He's certainly on the more liberal side of the fusionist coalition.
Well, you're telling me.
He's happy with large-scale migration to depreciate the wages of American workers so GDP will increase. Yeah, I don't really think so, no. He might be taking a position against the Ten Commandments, because thou shalt not bear false witness is one he can't quite get over.
Maybe not. But in response to a lot of the immigration concerns, because Donald Trump has now been voted in, obviously he's not started his second term of president, but one of the big promises was mass deportations, deport, all of these foreign criminals. What was it that you think maybe people began to be concerned about?
The deportation of the cheap foreign labor who mows their lawns?
Well, and also, of course, closing the borders. Well, prepare for guacamole to be a luxury item.
Good, it's terrible.
Do you really want borders? Do you want borders? Do you want safe communities when you could have guacamole, apparently?
Think of the food.
Think of the food.
I did, and it's disgusting.
Food. Here's one of my favorites. Is it time to torch the Constitution? Some scholars say that it's to blame for our political dysfunction and that we need to start... Some scholars. Who are these magical scholars?
But remember, Trump himself is going to be a dictator on day one and dispense with the Constitution. Therefore, he's literally Hitler. Therefore, stop him.
Which is why it's time to torch the First Amendment as well. We need to throw it out because it's out of control. As Auron pointed out, Putin's an evil dictator undermining human rights, but free speech, no.
This does not make
in our country.
This does make sense within the liberal logic, though, because when they say threat to democracy, they mean the threat to the processes by which every single person's presumed self-interest is realised. Because if they think we're all blank slates, if you vote against the Democrats or Labour or progressivism in general, then somehow magic bad Trump man has cast a spell of divisive racist populism over you, and he's used free speech to mislead you. So we've got to curtail your free speech so that you vote for utopia, don't you understand?
You know what? I'll pass.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I'll pass on that. Anyway, but to be fair, you bring out all of these problems to do with Donald Trump as a president. It does make you question, does America need a president?
It might need a king.
Reminder as well, all of these articles come out within weeks of one another.
It's a
complete questioning of the American system altogether in the name of saving the American system and democracy.
I do love liberal whiplash because they read the New York Times and yet they're still saying that Trump is going to inevitably be a dictator despite looking at headlines and articles like this. Also, as Auron says, you write a book about this, but it's still surreal to watch the Total State speedrun this thing. It might be too late to get it as a Christmas present, but you should read The Total State. It's one of the best books from this year.
Oh, well, thank you. I will try and read it at some point when I get the chance. But this is not just an American thing. This is a global thing where people are just asking the question, can democracy be saved by cancelling elections? Labour are looking to answer that question next year as they're starting to pull back on some of their local elections with all of the devolution and decentralising of government through local councils being shifted from being, say, 15 into 4 mega councils, because that's decentralisation, right? That's devolving things and making things more dispersed.
If you just rename it to the antonym of what it actually is, it makes it true.
It does make perfect sense. And I think I'll end on this next one because, guys, I'm tired. And do you know who else is tired? Black women.
I was going to say Andrew Tate because he said sleeping was gay yesterday. But this also, this suffices.
What?
He said.
But if you want to regulate, right, he's all about the high testosterone, right? But if you want.
Other than the chin.
If you want high testosterone and normal levels that are regulated properly, you need adequate sleep.
Yes, but he said that warriors did not sleep deeply and sufficiently to get REM rest or whatever. Therefore, you should be sleeping like your warrior ancestors.
That sounds like... No, never mind. But yeah, black women were so disillusioned by the election, they're deciding to rest. They on break.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm on break. The DMV... has been an absolute disaster ever since the election.
Well, that's very convenient because I'm sure the majority of the rest of America actually go to work paying your welfare so that you can do this. Per capita, I'm correct.
Anyway, it's been a very stupid year, folks. Here's the 25, which I'm sure will be even stupider.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And what you should be doing is using your new Lotus Eaters gift subscription, that new feature we've got on the site, to watch all of our premium content while you've got lots of downtime over the holidays. I hope you're having a nice time. Also, check out our Twitter where we post links to everything that we're putting out. Thank you very much for watching. Have a nice holiday and goodbye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.